I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
Koji ready. He turns on the rubber. The 2-2 home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The 2013 Red Sox are the world champions.
What? You didn't think we were going to start this show with a heavy news story, did you? We're in Boston, baby. This is Red Sox Nation. Now, to be fair, I'm a schizoid baseball fan, born in New York, rooted for the Yankees as a kid. But living in Boston since 95, it's impossible to resist the Red Sox storyline over the past decade. And this World Series victory was extra sweet because the Sox secured it on their home turf, Fenway Park, for the first time since 1918. Last night's Game 6 win over the St. Louis Cardinals kept Boston up all night. I went to bed with the sound of helicopters hovering over my house. Red Sox fan Garrett Pierce pulled an all-nighter because, well, Garrett, tell people where you are.
I live in Wicklow, Ireland.
Wicklow, Ireland. So I can't even calculate the time difference. Are you well rested today?
I am not. I'm sitting at my desk, nodding off, hoping my boss doesn't notice.
So how did you become a Red Sox fan, Garrett?
Well, actually, I ended up, as fate would have it, I ended up, when I came out of college, I got a work visa to the States, so I ended up in Boston. And one of the first things I'd been told to do, and I was more than happy to do, was go to Fenway Park. I still remember walking through into the from under the stands into Fenway, where you see the park itself. And I think that moment there, I was hooked.
Right, just no turning back.
No turning back then. And even when I do, I've been lucky enough to get back with work, even last year, and it still gives me sends shivers down my spine when I walk out and see the green monster and see the stadium. It's just such a. I just think it's a magical place. It really is.
Yeah. Well, last year wasn't the best year to come and attend games at Fenway Park. But you followed the Sox worst to first story all year. What do you think made the difference in 2013?
I think, they've got a lot of very talented players who've probably had down years last year, but I think it's down to team play. I think they just seem to get the right mix of players and gritty guys who are just willing to do whatever it took to win, forget about their own stats, forget about whatever money they were earning, and just get out there and win.
Did the beards make any difference, you think?
Well, might have slowed them down going from first to third, but it certainly didn't seem to stop them in terms of getting the wins. I enjoyed watching them. I dragged my poor son to watch some games online, the ones in the late afternoon, not the ones in the middle of the night, and he got hooked this year too, which is great.
A new convert. That great clincher moment last night with Koji Uehara's final pitch. You're a pitcher yourself, aren't you?
I'm delighted that somebody has finally put me in the same sentence as Koji Uehara and myself. But I play baseball. There's an Irish league here, which I got into after I came back from Boston and got into playing there.
How many teams in that league right now?
I think originally there was just six teams in the whole country. We're now up to, I think it's 12 teams with two divisions. So I played my time in the A-leagues right at the top of Irish baseball, which is nowhere near as glamorous as I like to make it sound sometimes. But I've moved back down to the minors in the B-league, serving out my working towards retirement now.
Are you serious? They have a minor league in Ireland?
No, well, it's a B-league. It's, if you came and saw it, you'd laugh even more at the comparison. But no, it's a bunch of Irish guys who love playing baseball, a bunch of expat Americans, people from the Dominican Republic, from Venezuela playing. It's great fun.
Well, today the B-League is the league to be in Ireland and everywhere.
I would agree, absolutely.
Well, Garrett Pierce, next time you're in Boston, let's go out to Fenway Park together.
I would look forward to it. I can't wait to get back there after this year.
Garrett Pierce, Irish B-League pitcher and member of Red Sox Nation in Wicklow, Ireland. Thanks so much.
Great to be on.